It is Community Builders Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined on the line right there right now with Marianne Minns, who is known as one of the fundraising gurus of the Ottawa Valley. So I'd like to welcome Marianne onto the show this morning. So thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So I guess let's get involved there right now. What made you decide to get involved in the community with so many different organizations and fundraisers?
Well, I just really wanted to give back. I love helping others in the community and contributing to causes that I really believe in.
Now, I know you're really involved with the Robbie Dean Family Counseling Center. I know you're on the board there. You're doing a lot of great things. Was that one of those organizations that you felt maybe needed some help and really wanted to kind of help out in the long run?
I really did, and it was actually Melissa who invited me out to lunch to meet Monique, and I'd already had quite a few committees that I was on, but once you meet Monique and you hear her story, there's just no turning back, and I'm really glad that I became a part of it.
So aside from the Robbie Dean Family Counseling Center, can you tell people who may not know the name Marianne Minns what you might have been involved with in the past?
Let's see. Well, I'm on the Robbie Dean board, like you said, in the fundraising committee, on the Mimrishi board, on the Pembroke-Petawawa District Community Foundation board. I'm on part of the Jason Blaine Charity Golf and Night with the Stars committee, Columbus House Fundraising, and the Pembroke Regional Hospital Gala Fundraising Committee. Keeps me busy.
I was going to say a very busy lady.
Not out of trouble, but keeps me busy.
What would you say is one of the biggest accomplishments in being a volunteer?
There's always so many, but I have to say that the Jason Blaine Charity Golf and Night with the Stars, only because this event has raised over about $500,000 since it launched 6 years ago. It's a two-day event that brings talented Canadian country music artists and Jason himself back to his hometown to raise much-needed funds. And what I like the most about it is the Caring for Our Community grants, and I love that we are able to give back to so many deserving organizations under one umbrella. Like, there's been so many benefactors, the hospital, Robbie Dean Center, Columbus House, Cancer Society, local food banks, Boys and Girls Club, and that's just to name a few of them. So I like how it helps a whole bunch all under one charity.
It is Community Builders Day here on 104.9 MyFM. Our guest right now is Marianne Minns. And I guess my next question for you, Marianne, is, you know, there's always a benefit side to being a fundraiser. What are some of those benefits that you feel personally when you get involved in such committees and organizations?
Well, I like to get the opportunity to meet a whole bunch of interesting people. I love that I'm part of a team. It helps me develop some new skills, and I definitely make new friendships that I really enjoy. It's a lot of fun, and I feel very fulfilled at the end of all the events.
Is there any projects in particular that you're most proud of?
I'd have to say that the Stieg Ball Hockey Tournament, it's only in its second year, but my son Michael asked me to be a part of it, so it's pretty close to my heart, and all funds go to the Robbie Dean Center, which is also really close to my heart. He's raised over $35,000, and it helps destigmatize mental health illness while raising money in memory of one of his close friends and teammates who unfortunately lost his battle. So it's one of my, I won't say favorites, but definitely one that I hold dear to me.
No doubt. And yeah, that event itself has just grown tremendously over the years. What were you doing as a career for people who, you know, may be interested in how the whole story of Marianne Minns maybe came about?
Let me see. I started with the Muscular Dystrophy Carnival when I was about 13. My parents were very involved and liked to help people. So that got me started, I guess, a long time ago. And then I worked at a bank for a long time. And I started with the Columbus House and Tina Belanger and some of my friends. It seemed like a fun thing to do when you're in your 20s. Wine tasting doesn't get much better than that, right? And then it just kind of snowballed from there by meeting different people in the community that asked for my help. And I just really enjoy it, so stuck with it. And now that I'm not working, it's kind of working.
It is Community Builders Day here on 104.9 MyFM. Our guest right now is Marianne Minns, and Marianne, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. Very busy lifestyle, being a volunteer, to catch up with us today. And thank you, and for all the continued work you do. And we hope to talk to you again soon.
Well, thank you for thinking of me, Kyle. I really appreciate it.